In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions. Puts the talk into tea.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanafin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It is Leanne Hanafin with you on this Monday morning. And I think collectively the country is waking up with an extra pep in our step this morning after the remarkable come-from-behind victory in Budapest yesterday. Ireland and the World Cup dream well and truly alive after beating Hungary 3-2. We need to relive that moment that Ireland clinched the victory.
Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. There's a chance. Yes! Oh, there's the goal. There's the goal. Yes! That's Troy Parrott. That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it. Absolutely remarkable. Right at the end, Hungary have been caught. They were hanging on, it seems like, for the whole night. Certainly when it went 2-2, this is just stunning. 3-2, the time is up. The referee has to finish the game. I've no voice left.
Oh, what a moment. And I think one of those times in our lives and in Irish history as well, where everybody is just going to remember exactly where they were when that moment happened. Obviously, playing Put Him Under Pressure a couple of minutes ago, we are having loads of texts and loads of WhatsApps coming into 087 798 98 98 of people saying how proud they are of the boys in green and the fact that they're full of goosebumps as well. Now, obviously, we have to give note to the one and only Troy Parrott, the hat-trick hero. And he was very, very emotional after the match, and rightly so.
This is why we love football, because things like this can happen. Look, Tony, I love where I'm from. So this means the world to me. My family's here.
Oh, I mean, we are so proud of him as a nation, but also here in Dublin as well. What an absolute hero and a legend. I have to say the reactions to the match yesterday have been my favourite thing that I have come across in a very, very long time. People on social media who just so happened to be recording at the very moment that Ireland got that last minute goal. This one I need you to have a listen to, because when I saw it on TikTok yesterday, I was crying with laughter. It is a guy called Dylan Clifford. You might be able to relate, and you might have had a similar reaction to the win yesterday.
Come on, Kilo, get it up!
Collectively, that was all of us, right? Last night, this show returned to our screens. One of my favourites, also a good indicator as to how close to the end of the year that we are getting, but we're not going to talk about that fact. I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. 10 campmates into the jungle. And it's a good casting, I will say, this year. Lots happened in episode one, including 4 of them. Or was it 5? I think it was 5, actually, doing a skydive out of a helicopter onto land. But the other 5, they kind of went a more boring route. They had to do a challenge. If that was me, though, and I had the option, I'm jumping out of the helicopter. I have to say it. You're signing yourself up for that show. Come on. You got to go all out, okay? I know you might have fears, apprehensions. Throw them out the window. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I have to say, one of my favourite moments that happened on last night's show was between Angry Ginge, yes, that's his name, he is a streamer, and H, who is a rapper, having a bit of a clash, bit of a head-to-head about poor Jack Osborne, right? I feel like every single year there's always one campmate who kind of becomes the head of the household, and I feel like that is going to be Jack Osborne's job, because he wrongly, admitted that he is able to start a fire. So when he was trying to do that last night, well, the other lads thought that they had a bar or two to give on it, and they clearly didn't.
Are you blowing on it?
Stop talking to the man while he's at work, doing his heading.
I'm just trying to think, when I've got a candle to put it out, I blow on it.
Right. Can we have a word over here?
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a word with Ginger over here, Jack.
Do you get what I'm saying, though?
Stop it.
Stop what?
You're being stupid.
How'd you blow a candle out? How'd you blow a candle out?
Yeah.
He's blowing
No, that's how you start a fire.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Is it?
It is. You need to give it oxygen.
Yeah, so you're breathing out CO2.
Honestly, I feel like the two of them are either going to clash so much and annoy everyone, or else be the greatest bromance of this whole entire show. There's something else that Jack Osborne admitted, that he cooks. Do you admit it? Because then he asked everybody else if they could cook and nobody put up their hands. Of course they didn't. Because if you admit that you can cook, I'm afraid you're doing that for the next 3 weeks. But on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, every campmate kind of has a job that's allocated to them. My question to you is, which one is the worst? In my opinion, it is the job of the cook, because there's a lot of pressure on that person to cook a decent meal. Because I feel like if I made something for the entire camp and they were eating it, my question through the whole meal would be, is everyone liking it? Is it, you know, seasoned okay? Have I cooked the meat the whole way through? It would just put me under too much pressure. There's obviously the cleaner as well, scrubbing away while the jungle never stops getting messy. Maybe the wood chopper as well. That's a tough job, sweating it out to keep the campfire alive day in, day out.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
I am about to tell you something good. Entertainment Emer is in the house.
It's great news, isn't it?
It's wonderful news, because you are bringing us all the celebrity gossip, and we are very excited because this show returned to our screens last night. I love I'm a Celebrity. I think probably my favourite reality TV show, I think, in the entire year.
It kind of sets you for Christmas.
It kind of does. I said this earlier on as well. It's a good indicator of whereabouts in the year we are. The very end.
We have got some little details on what the celebs are not allowed to do and do.
I love finding this stuff out. I love the behind the scenes on how they do a TV show, what is allowed, what isn't allowed. Give us the rules of the house.
Well, obviously they're not allowed any seasonings. Salt, pepper, absolutely contraband.
Yeah, I heard this. Yeah. Didn't somebody bring it in a couple of years ago?
Snuck it in her sock.
And there was a meltdown because of it.
And like, I have to agree, like, sometimes you need a bit of salt in your rice.
I love
rice
how
it's going to go so far.
Some people would want to bring in like their phones, you know, or anything sentimental. Seasoning.
Just a bit of salt.
Seasoning for the food, please, is all that I want. What else is on the list?
You're not allowed any watches or clocks.
I've heard this as well. It's very Big Brother.
I know, but it's just random,
I think,
though.
Love Island do the very same, actually, as well.
It really must mess up your body clock.
Oh,
because,
yeah,
like, listen, if whenever you're in Ireland, it's getting dark at 4 o'clock now. Now you're sitting, you're in Australia and it's bright for, I'd say, 18
very
hours.
Very true. That's very true.
They're solely relying on Auntie Deck to pop up and, like, oh, what time are we in here?
Is give us a gist of whereabouts in the day we
it's
are.
It's like 2 o'clock? No, challenge time.
Yeah.
And our final one is, they're only allowed 3 pairs of jocks.
What?
For their whole stay.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, but obviously they're washing it in like the stream or the river or whatever that they have.
But three? I'm sorry, again, very sweaty over in Australia. I'd be going through 3 pairs a day.
The heat in there, like the dirt of the camp. I'm sorry, no.
No.
3? Oh, no, that's the worst rule of them all.
I'd rather eat a spider than have to deal with 3 pairs of jocks for them.
Emer, you'd probably have to do both if you were on the show. Those things. Wild. Cannot wait to catch up on I'm a Celebrity every single night. Moving along, this is kind of a funny one. Everyone's going around to Pub Leo's.
He is inviting everyone. He has a big gaff now and he wants a massive gaff party.
Love it. Love it for him. Who's he inviting and what's the cause?
Basically, just the biggest Hollywood names we have.
Vatican.
Kate Blanchett, Greta Gerwig, Chris Pine and Viggo Mortensen were all invited over on the weekend.
Wow, because, as you do.
Because he's seen a problem, I suppose. It's the only way I can put it.
Okay.
In the Hollywood community, he just thinks that Hollywood isn't having the same effect it is anymore, and he wanted to sit them around in the Vatican and just say, oh, his exact words was, they are the pilgrim of imagination and they bring hope to people, and he wants them to continue on using all their work in order to do that.
Okay, so the Pope, who is the leader of the Catholic Church, is in his first couple of months in power trying to change Hollywood. Okay, okay, Buckaloo. I mean, love that.
Fair play, you must have a load of time on his hands.
Must have loads of time. Listen, I mean, like, it's a big gaff. I would want to be a host in the Vatican if I was living there as
massive
well.
Massive movie buff.
Just really, maybe he is into movies. Maybe it could very well be.
A massive projector in the church sitting down watching Titanic.
I just love the idea of him and a load of Hollywood stars in the Vatican.
And a load of nuns eating popcorn.
Do we think that they're getting a takeaway as well?
Oh my God,
they're definitely getting spice bags in.
Munchie box. They need to share.
Together, I can't. The vision of that will just keep me going today. Finally then, our showbiz Shannon is all the way over in Vegas at the moment for BravoCon.
She's with Hey You, yes.
With Hey You as well. And she's been chatting to all the stars on the red carpet.
She got to see the Andy Cohen. I know.
She was saying before she went that was the number one person she wanted to meet.
He is the voice of all these people that we watch for Brain Rot all
He's
the time.
He's an icon.
He is an icon. But she asked him, what would be your Irish housewives? Who would be on it if there was an Irish housewives? And there was only one name that came to mind.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell lives in Ireland now. She could be kind of a Kathy Hilton type.
Oh, I would love that.
She is iconic. I feel she's like really, she'd be snappy and to the point. She'd be very opinionated. Mm. And also, she also asked Lisa Barlow, like, about her Irish heritage. She's from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of Irish heritage going on. She also let something slip about her fella. I'm not too sure if it's public knowledge, but we'll have a listen.
I would love to go to Ireland. John is adopted. His sister's adopted. We just found out that her mom is from Ireland, and she has another half-sister, and she just made a trek all through Ireland and met her biological family. I am so endeared to Ireland, and I just think it's such a cool, cool city.
Well, I mean, if there's anything that you can bargain on, it's an American having some connection to Ireland in some way, shape, or form.
My great-grandmother's hamster's second son was also from Ireland. And my favourite part about that clip, that I don't think anybody's picked up on yet, she says, I love the city of Ireland.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can we also make Americans practice how to say Ireland?
Okay, before she comes here, someone has to teach her that Ireland is a country and not a city. Just don't say that.
Like I said, your favourite brain rot is coming straight from the red carpet right now.
And you can catch all of the clips, all of the red carpet bits and pieces with Showbiz Shannon, who is at BravoCon with Hey You, on our Instagram at 98FM Dublin. Emer, thank you so much for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.